With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
What's happening, basketball fans? It's another edition of Restore the Floor, your favorite podcast dealing with your favorite basketball team, the Detroit Pistons, and other NBA issues. I'm Stoney. He is Evan Jenkins. How are you?
I am wonderful. I'm still doing better than the Pistons did last night.
Yeah, that was the New York Knicks own them.
Okay. It's crazy, isn't it? They play like the Nuggets of the 80s, scoring 140 points. That's crazy.
Yeah, the Pistons not playing much defense. Still some injury concerns. Cade Cunningham still not playing. Jaden Ivey out. They got Bogdanovich back. They got Isaiah Stewart back. But they still lose by 30 points.
Yeah, it's wild. And the Cade Cunningham thing. So take what you want with this information. You know, I'm an autograph guy. I collect all that stuff. He had a signing coming up, which has now been canceled and rescheduled. So I don't know if that means he is indeed going to get the surgery. But at some point, you're going to have to make a decision, right?
Yes.
What is this, 5 or 6 games now that he hasn't played in?
I think it's even more than that because he missed the whole West Coast trip.
Right. And it's just – It's disheartening, but at the same time, you want to treat him like the Lions are with Jamison Williams and make sure that that guy is here for the future. I mean, this team's not making a playoff push anytime soon, I don't think.
Right, even when he had those, 5, 6 games where he was
still
really
lost.
Good, exactly, they still lost. And I know, you know, are they tanking? No, they're not trying to lose games.
No.
The lineups, they want to see the young players get better, obviously, and some of them have. And the Ivy injury is kind of a slight little setback, but they, you know, that happens. And man, it's just it's tough. And when you, we've said this before, when you look around the league and you see the standings, you know, around the whole league, and what is it? I mean, the Pistons right now have the worst record in the league. You know, percentages with 5 wins. You know, so does Orlando. They have 5 wins, but they haven't played as many games. Houston's in the same boat. San Antonio and Charlotte have won 1 more game.
Oh, if San Antonio gets him, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Could you imagine that?
Oh, yeah. The lineage of number one picks from the Admiral to Tim Duncan to Victor. Yeah, that would be incredible. At least it's not going to be the Lakers. That's the incredible one, is if somehow the
way... You want the pick go to, like, the Pelicans or something?
Yeah, Victor and Zion.
Oh, my goodness.
That would be pretty amazing. So last night, there were a couple of bright spots, believe it or not, even though he didn't shoot great from the three. I mean, well, he was 50%. He only took 2. Bogdanovich only played 19 minutes. But he did, I believe, tie Mookie Blaylock for like 64th or something in all-time NBA three-pointers made.
Mookie Blaylock, the original name of...
Pearl Jam.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Look at you.
Exactly.
Now, and Duren, I mean, he played well, and he's just a spurt guy right now.
Yeah.
But he gets you boards. He'll get you offensive boards, most importantly. He had one dunk where you look at it and you're like, that's it. That's the dude. That's the guy that we need. But then you look at the other end of the court. Julius Randle had a dunk on Isaiah Stewart, which he did not like at all. Pushed him afterwards. But stop him. Don't let him score 36 points through 3 quarters.
I know.
He didn't play in the fourth.
He's a huge enigma. A lot of my friends from New York are Knicks fans.
See, I like
some of them hate him. Because they think he's a selfish player and he only cares about himself.
Dude, you root for the Knicks. I mean, hello.
I know.
I mean, it's a selfish franchise.
Pretty much.
Right? I mean, that's all they care about is whether or not there's butts in the seats. They don't care about a winning product. And there's always butts in the seats.
I know.
I mean, Pete Davidson's sitting courtside with every supermodel this side of the Mississippi. Now he's with Emily Ratajkowski.
I know, my girl.
Sitting courtside next to Ben Stiller and his wife. I can't believe what's going on in this world.
Yeah, and it's amazing.
And did you see who played for the Knicks last night, too?
D. Rose.
And? Former Piston legend?
Svi!
He got in at the end. He got 3 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, hey.
Dude, they played 14 guys, and only one didn't score, and that was Svi. And look at their starters. Brunson, 16. Barrett, 16. Grimes, 16. Talk about even scoring, huh?
Well, look at the minutes they played, too. Grimes, 28. Barrett, 24. Brunson, just 18 minutes. He is so good, but they're not going to do anything unless they come out and get a star. And he's not a star. He's really good.
He is a very good player, but he's not a great player.
Right.
And there's a fine line between that.
Yes.
Like what Luka Doncic is doing.
And we'll get to him in a second because he's here on Wednesday or Thursday night. I have to give it up for Bagley, though. He, made half of his three-pointers, which was surprising.
Yeah, but it all came in the first quarter.
Yeah, I know.
That's the problem with him.
He was 5-for-10. He did get, 7 rebounds, 13 points. But he only played 23 minutes because they got those guys out of there. I know your boy Isaiah Livers. I know.
I mean, he averages under 6 points a game.
Yeah.
He scored more games this year scoring 3 points than he has double digits.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, listen, I understand it. I understand that you drafted the kid, but at some point you have to realize that those minutes should be going to somebody else, right?
Yeah. The big enigma to me last night is Alec Burks, who was really good on the West Coast trip. And he only took 2 shots last night, both threes, and missed both of them.
And when you're down like that, it was the third quarter that really buried the Pistons last night.
Yeah, 38-21.
Shoot. I mean, it's kind of like, listen, he's not Kobe Bryant, but Kobe Bryant, I'm paraphrasing the quote, but he's like, I'd rather take the shot than Mark Madsen taking 15 shots a game.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, you should shoot if you're out there, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, Corey Joseph played well, but we got to stop saying that. Because Corey Joseph isn't a piece of the future here.
No. Corey Joseph is a guy, hopefully you can get to a team that needs a guy coming off the bench.
For 10 minutes a game.
Yes, exactly. That's what you hope for some of these guys, actually. I mean, you mentioned Duren, so he's been doing pretty well. Here's the other thing, and I'll try to be positive, because we haven't talked about them since the trip ended. I said, even on our air with John Jansen, I said, if they can get 2... on the West Coast trip, I'd be thrilled. And even when we talked about it before they went into Denver, they win Denver and Utah back-to-back.
Crazy, right? I was like, okay, maybe they turn the page.
Yeah. And then, they come back and they actually...
played the Suns well.
They played the Suns very well. I said, okay.
I thought they were going to go back-to-back-to-back, but then the Cavs came here.
Yeah, and actually for 3.5 quarters, the Pistons played really well, and then Donovan Mitchell said, enough of this crap.
Yeah, so what do you think about Dwayne Casey after the loss to the Knicks saying it was West Coast fatigue? He expected it on Monday, but they played hard on Monday. But come Tuesday,
right.
And then come Tuesday... the fatigue caught up to him. What do you make of that?
I think some of that might be true, but why are you letting people know? Why are you giving an excuse for a home game where you lose by 30? You think the people that paid money to see that wants to hear that crap?
No, not at all. Not at all.
No.
But speaking of paid fans that are coming in, these next 2 games that they got coming in, you have 2 of the biggest, I'll even say it, the 2 biggest superstars in all of the NBA, in Luka and Ja Morant.
Yes. But Luka last night, okay, they beat Golden State. He had 41 again, over 40 points. He's the leading scorer in the league right now, 33.5 points, making half, 50% of his shots. His 3 points is not great, 31%, but it's not horrible. I think he's top 10 in the league in steals, too. So he does play a little defense. Now, he does flop and whine like a World Cup soccer player. That's the only downside I have of Luka. But correct me if I'm wrong, I think he'll turn 24 in February. He's still only 23 years old. He's still only 23 years old.
But Stoney, yes, he scored 41, but he also had 12 rebounds.
Yeah.
He had 12 assists.
Yeah.
So another 40-point triple-double. It's ridiculous what this guy does game in and game out. And I've said it once, I'll say it again. If you're going to spend your hard-earned money on a sporting event in this city, go see that guy.
Is he the best player in the league?
Yes.
Better than Giannis? I mean, different positions, so it's hard to tell.
I'm going
to
say yeah because of the age.
Yeah.
He's 23 years old. He's still developing. I mean, you're not in your prime in the NBA until, 26, 27, 28, something like that. And he's 5 years from that. It's It's so impressive to see what he does because I'm telling you, you go and watch this kid. Like, if you were to watch him in an open gym and it's like just him shooting around, right? You'd be like, okay, that guy is very, very, very good.
Yeah.
Which is every NBA player in an empty gym. They're very, 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 very yes. good.
Yeah.
But then when you see him play against dudes that are more athletic, maybe not necessarily taller, but more defined as an athlete, you don't want to say baby fat, but he's not, you know, ripped. I don't think he's in the gym all the time. There's those famous photos of him in the offseason smoking cigars right. and crap and having a great time.
Right. He doesn't look like a fit guy.
You know what I mean? But he goes out there and controls the basketball game. Like I've told you, Derrick Rose, when he was with the Bulls, his MVP season, up and down the court was the fastest thing I've ever seen. That's not Luka. But at the same time, he's still moving the court up and down at a very quick rate and controlling everything around it. And the team's not even that great that he's playing on.
No, you look at them if you're going to a game or watching it tomorrow night or listening it on 97.1 The Ticket. You know, it's like, oh my God, it's a Pistons alumni club. You got Spencer Dinwiddie, right? You have the great, the amazing former Piston Christian Wood.
He had a solid 4 points the other night.
Yeah, but, you know, he's averaging 18 points a game.
And they
you talk about it. And, of course, Reggie Bullock.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, another former Piston.
And then, you know, since they're coming back, Tim Hardaway Jr., he's on the team.
That's right.
But you look at just their bench. It's like Burton's and Kleber, and it's like,
I don't know
what you guys are doing. JaVale McGee's on this team. Like
Frankie Ntilikina is on that team. Well, they just signed Kemba Walker.
That's right. Piston legend. Piston legend. His jersey's going to be going up.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so the Mavericks right now, they're a 500 team. They're 10-10.
And Golden State's 11-11.
Right.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
And they're acting like the sky is falling. If the Pistons were 11-11 right now,
we'd have a parade.
Oh, my God. Playoffs, yes. Graphics, all the talk.
Yeah. Meanwhile, speaking of Golden State, in that game last night where Dallas beat them by the score of 115 to 113, I think it was. Yeah, 116-113. Did you see the end of the game?
No.
Steph going for a three to tie the game, got called for traveling. And it was a good call, but I was stunned that they called it.
So now I got to see it.
Oh, yeah.
I think this is a podcast, but I'll watch. Okay.
Steph Curry gets called for traveling at the end of the game.
Oh, that's 100% of travel.
Oh, absolutely.
Because he took four steps going back.
Right.
You can't do it once and then do it again on your pivot step thing. Back. Yeah.
Look, it was the right call. But usually, superstars and Hall of Famers get away with that when the game's on the line.
What's he trying to say? Is he trying to say he was pushed?
I think he was trying to sell that a little bit.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And then they had a chance after that on an inbounds play, and Clay missed a three to end the game, which was...
Oh, I was watching an old one.
Oh, you are?
So this one's not as egregious as the last one.
No.
But he is... I was watching one where he was trying to call out James Harden.
No.
Yeah, he moves. He picks that pivot.
Yeah, he does.
I mean... Yeah, he totally does. And good for the ref to call
yes,
that, right?
Yes, I know. That was so surprising.
You like those Dallas uniforms?
Yeah, they're okay. They're all right.
Did the Pistons ones they were wearing look more like Dallas than they
Yeah,
did
we talked about that in a previous episode of Restoring
you
the
like
Floor.
Them wearing the teal on the road? I don't. I feel like that should be for us. Nobody on the road gives a crap about the Pistons' teal.
Although I did, who the hell was it? I thought I saw somebody. Oh, never mind. That was only between you and I.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. But it's like, it kills me.
Yes. But, you know, something.
But John Morant's now coming too, so.
Yes.
And he's one I haven't seen. I got to go on Sunday. I hope he plays. Like, the one problem with the NBA is you never know if people are going to play.
Oh, correct. Yeah.
Sucks.
Memphis is a really good team. They're fun to watch.
Well, you get a couple of Michigan State legends, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You got
Xavier Tillman.
And Jaren Jackson Jr.
Yeah. How's Jaren been playing this year? But, I mean, Ja's scoring 28 a game.
Yeah.
And you don't even really hear about him. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
Yeah, so you got Luka here on Thursday, and you got Ja here on Sunday.
That's it.
I mean, that's what you want, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to see superstars, and unfortunately, because they're in a different conference, you only get to see them each once a season. Now, I want to ask you about another player who's having a really good season that kind of has a weird piston tie to him. I haven't had a chance to ask anybody about this. But do you remember a trade that the Pistons made last year that got reneged?
Yeah.
Bol Bol.
Yeah, he wasn't healthy enough to play.
Right, and then he got surgery, but the other team still made the trade for him anyway.
Like a week later.
Right, even though he was having surgery. Bol Bol, who is 23 years old, just turned 23, plays for Orlando, Manute Bol's son. He's averaging 13 points a game, and if you look at his game logs, what he's done recently, it's incredible. Monday night against Brooklyn, he was 10 for 15 from the field. He had 24 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 blocks. Now, he only had 6 the game before that, but he's 18, 9, 22, 15, 26. I hate to sit there and say, did the Pistons screw up by not just keeping him?
Yeah.
I mean, I like the fact that they bought enough of him to try to acquire him, and then they say, well, you know what?
But that's my whole thing. Like, if you did enough to acquire him, you don't go back. And you know what we traded away?
Rodney Magruder. And what other?
He's maybe still here. And a second round pick.
Yeah. You talk about a... Then you can sit there and say, all right, we can trade this guy. Now, maybe if they had Bol Bol, they wouldn't have gotten Jalen Duren. I don't. Who the hell knows? But it's just interesting. It's, you know, I get obsessed about these type of things.
Okay, so even if that is the case, right now, wouldn't you rather have Bol Bol?
Yes.
Than Jalen Duren?
Yeah.
I mean, building for a future. Now, listen, we know that Bol Bol could break at any given moment just because of his body.
But, correct.
I mean, Duren's the same way. Mm-hmm. He's a guy that was injured in college.
Yeah.
Like, big dudes fall hard. Like, it just happens that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's weird, though, isn't that? I mean, that's going to be one that that's like your new Donovan Mitchell, isn't it?
It could be. But, you know, at least I think there is some rationale for what they did.
There was. I mean, and if it wasn't it like his foot or something too, like it was something that on a 7'2" guy that you really don't want to have those problems. And.
Yeah.
I just don't get like how you make it. And then. So he had the surgery on his foot at first. I don't know. I mean, oh, it was like a failed foot surgery, too. I mean, it's tough, man. I mean, them feet are huge, too.
I mean, he's
got to be wearing size 20 kicks.
I know. He's got it so much like his dad, only he can actually shoot the ball.
His dad could shoot the rock.
A little, but it was.
If you go back and watch.
Yeah, I know.
But it's a different day and age, too. A 7'7 guy shooting a 3 in 1987.
He was stationary.
Or yeah, like that didn't happen.
Yes, I saw his father play in the summer USBL before he played in the NBA. When I was working in Washington, we did a feature on the team he played on, which was him and Spud Webb on the same team.
Oh, yeah, I remember those photos where he's got his. That's one thing I'm jealous of. I've never got to see a 7'7 guy play basketball. Like, I was too young to see, like, Sean Bradley or George Mirson or Manute Bol or... And there really hasn't, or even, what was his name?
Mark Eaton.
Eaton, there we go.
Yeah.
He was 7'5", 7'6" guy.
Yeah, well, he was a defensive machine.
But I think that the tallest I've gotten to see is like the Shaq or Dwight Howard. I guess Porzingis is like 7'3".
Yeah. You're too young for Ralph Sampson. He was 7'4".
But yeah, like a 7'7", like, but we haven't seen, God, what's his name? Taco Fall, I haven't seen him. I guess he would be the closest.
How tall
thing
is
to
Victor?
He's like 7'5".
Okay.
Now wild.
I know. 7'5".
Maybe we'll get to see him 41 games a year.
Oh.
We can Dude, if they think. Got him, Stoney, it's
you,
legit.
You might get season tickets.
I would go a lot.
Yeah.
I would go a lot. Now, I'm very blessed with what I do that I don't have to spend my right, I know. Money on it.
I'm with you, as you know.
We do this usually every episode. The betting line. Is it out yet?
Oh, for
Thursday?
With Dallas? That's probably not.
It's not.
I would guess Dallas would probably be favored by, I don't know, 6 10? And a half, something
you
like that.
You think it's 6.5?
No.
Would you take? I'm taking Dallas.
I would take Dallas. Definitely.
I don't think the Pistons have anybody that can guard Luka.
And I take the over.
Yeah. Well, and I do think here's the one thing I can say about the Pistons. And some people aren't going to like this. I think Killian Hayes is really starting to progress.
You're
and
right.
Show that he can play in this
and he
league.
Can shoot a little bit.
He's taken the ball to the rack a lot more confidently than he has in the past. And listen, you kind of need him, right?
Yeah.
He's only averaging 7-4 game, but
lately he's been playing much better. Obviously, he's getting more minutes, more kind of his three.
Last 10 games, he shot 40% from the field. I mean, that's a big improvement for him.
Huge, absolutely.
And if you can get a point guard that can handle the ball and let Cade and Jaden do their things off the ball, that's where you'll succeed because they're not three-point shooters, right?
The one thing we failed to mention, and it's a little thing, but in the Cleveland game per se, how could you miss that many free throws being a professional basketball player? That team missed.
It's got to be a mental thing, right?
Yes.
Because, I mean, I talked crap to you one time about not being able to make 5 out of 10 or something. Right. You're like, I can do it all day long.
Yeah, and I went out and did it.
And then you went and did it.
Right,
and
but I don't do it with people, you know, all that.
No, but you did have my heckling ass sitting and everybody rooting against you in this building and blah, blah, blah.
And I'm an old pressure. Fart.
I'm not saying it's the same pressure as the 8,000 people that are at LCA watching you play.
Right.
That are rooting for you beyond.
Right.
It's got to be such a mental block.
I know.
Because, dude, we saw it with Ben Wallace. We watched him at that practice facility, free throw after free throw, not hitting the
rim. Used to hate when people would call up, oh, he needs to practice his free throws. No. Dude.
Incredible.
Him and even Drummond, they would practice their free throws constantly.
And drain them.
Yeah.
Like, if you put Ben Wallace in an open gym, back then he would have shot 75% from free throw line.
I know.
Absolutely. Guaranteed, because I sat there and watched it, and I'm like, what is going on that when the bright lights turn on, it's just some people can't get out of their own way.
Some people are clutch players, some people aren't.
Want that ball in that scenario.
And
don't. It's weird because this is the best of the best of the best, and I'm telling you, if you ever get to watch an NBA practice, like Doug Karsh from Karsh and Anderson talks about the practice network, it's something to watch.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy how good they are.
All right. That's another episode of Restore the Floor. Don't forget, we'll be back with another next episode, probably Friday, as we look ahead to Memphis and look at what happened with the Luka and the Mavericks at the LCA on Thursday. Talk to you soon.